This is Simply Out of This World with JPR on Radio Bracknell. Mixing global styles on Radio Bracknell.
To make it better, locule nation, mes amis. I am a Haitian living in America. Take a look at Haiti and see my people are suffering. Never give Haiti a chance to make it better. Locule nation, from 1804, Haitian has suffered 2008. Things now get better. Be suffer, be shank, poor people get bitter. If you don't have the money, then you don't can cook no dinner. Politicians take the money and put in at them pocket. I see the whole of them come and run beer racket. And they get the people, man, them just can't take it. They will bust them gun panoramic. Young fella, first we say Sanouble. Got the team on your lola, remember, say, come, get money. Boy, gouvernement côté nouye, côté comble, America banou pou pepla. I am a Haitian living in America, me take a look at Haiti, see my people are suffer. And never give Haiti a chance to make it better. Locule nation, mes amis, I am a Haitian living in America, take a look at Haiti, see my people are suffer. And never give Haiti a chance to make it better. Locule nation. Mwen yale ya iti mwen mwen tousa mi mwen yo mwen ki yo sa Pase yo ti baga yo babon Mi la ta fete chak chou ya manche mwen ki yo sa Pase yo ti nabule Mwen kap soufri page kote pou yo ale mwen ki yo sa Pase baga yo babon Mwen ki sa nou manje yo ti peya bonbon Mwen ki sa nou manje la pa nou wakasa Pajamblege, sa yo fe Patrick Dorisman Pajamblege, sa yo fe Amna Louriman Pajamblege, sa nou kone kanda Dominika Pajamblege, sa yo fe Arisman Ayama, Haitian living in America Mi te kaluka Haiti See my people la suffer They never give Aristide a chance to make it better Locule nation, mes amis. I am a Haitian living in America. Take a look at Haiti and see my people are suffering. Never give Aristide a chance to make it better. Locule nation, mes amis. Haiti, chérie, let your wife so free.
I love you, Almighty Emperor Selassie, Seer Deity.
Good evening. This is Simply Out of This World with JPR on Radio Bracknell. We say hello to our listeners in Basingstoke and in Alton. We started the show tonight with a song called I Am a Haitian by Bigger Haitian from his album Sac Passé. I am sure you are all well aware of the consequences of the earthquake in Haiti. By buying this song, you can contribute to the relief effort. Obviously, you can also give money to the Red Cross or any other organizations who are collecting for the relief effort. We're going to carry on with another Haitian song by Carlton Rara, Maman Haiti, Mother Haiti, from his album Pays Bleu. Maman Haiti.
Kenten yo te rete la Pan yo lo venu Yo voyen djen jeti Yo soumen l'évangil Le yo we lo wa yo ti Yo ti chata facil Voyen djen fouyen amin E pi fe yo travay en pi Moun agrop Souple pa pale ba Tim ki neb mwen yo Mwen mwen pe Tresa yo, yo prezam ko batay, yo pat kapab defen lakay, kasik yo te bien boukou, pan yo lo pa bezwe kouye, enten yo pwen mou e chakren, yo we rive neg afrike, moun akrop mou, souple pa pale ba, zem ke ne mwen ye boukou, mwen men peye, moun akrop mou, souple pa pale ba, Tim que ne mouye Mwen me peye Mwen pa peye Mwen pa eti Kote pou male te pri Mwen me eti Pati sou le bouche Ti ben yo debake Nan koloni pou fè piches Kolon blan ak esklavwa yo Milat sou fèt nan peye Moun akop Sou pe ma pale bay Zim ki ne mwen ye koko Mwen me peye Moun akop Sou pe ma pale bay Zim ki ne mwen ye gale, tout sa ki la den meni, nou tout ki la den. Kote pou nale te pri, maman Haiti, maman Haiti.
Carlton Rara with Maman Haiti from his album Pays Bleu, with all our thoughts going to the relief effort and the people of Haiti. Robbie Robertson and the Red Road Ensemble from the album Music for the Native Americans, and the title of the song, Makshi, Heartbeat Drum Song. Robbie Robertson, of course, is well known for being a rock musician in the band, that is Bob Dylan's band. They had albums, obviously, under their own name, The Band. And he himself is of Native American stock, and so is Buffy St. Mary, which is why I chose this song in the first place. Buffy St. Mary is Cree and comes from Canada. She will be playing the anvil in Basingstoke on Sunday the 24th of January. I will be interviewing her and also reviewing the concert. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to start with one of her more militant songs called Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, which is the title of a book by Dee Brown, which I recommend you to read, about what happened to the Native American in the USA. I'll follow that with Universal Soldier, which is the song that she's most famous for, a very famous anti-war song. Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee.
Indian legislation's on the desk of a do-right congressman. Now, he don't know much about the issue, so he picks up the phone and he asks advice of the senator out in Indian country, a darling of the energy companies who are ripping off what's left of the reservations. I learned a safety rule. I don't know who to thank. Don't stand between the reservation and the corporate bank. They'll send in federal tanks. It isn't nice, but it's reality. Bury my heart. Everybody. He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's only 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist, and a Baptist, and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan. And he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds. He says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die. And he never sees the writing on the walls. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Dachau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon to the war. And without him, all his killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. But his orders come from far away no more. They come from him and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put an end to war.
Universal Soldier by Buffy St. Mary. Quite an amazing song, isn't it? Before that, Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, also by Buffy St. Mary, from her album Up Where We Belong, a kind of best-of. Buffy's got a new album out. It's called Running for the Drum. I'm going to play one track from this album. It's called Working for the Government. More Native American vocals in the background. I really like those. Buffy St. Mary, don't forget, at the Anvil in Basingstoke on Sunday, the 24th of January. Buffy St. Mary.
Yeah.
sound of Buffy St. Mary working for the government on her new album, Running for the Drum. She's at the Anvil next Sunday, so I'll see you there. I've always been fascinated by the influence of European or American music on African music, or the other way around. I've got two examples. One is What's His Job, from a compilation by Charlie Gillett called World 2000, where he picks up a song by Talking Heads and turns it into a real African song. And then a new band from America called Vampire Weekend, who seem to be very influenced by the guitar playing of our African guitarists. The title is White Sky. First, Once in a Lifetime by What's His Job, and back to back with White Sky by Vampire Weekend.
Les bonnes, les bonnes, à mon avis, d'un âme. Gore, à que à mon ram ram. Le monde en jungle, kéman là. Au fait de l'âme, au fait de l'âme, y'a rien.
Walk each day in passing. The elderly sales clerk won't ask with suspicion. The whole smaller motor corporations giving it permission.
Extraordinary sound of Vampire Weekend sounded a bit like South African jive to me. And before that was his Diop, who sounded like Talking Heads, because it was a Talking Heads song. It was Once in a Lifetime. We keep talking about bands becoming more and more world in some ways. Well, there's another one, Mumford and Sons from Britain. And their influence is more folky, but equally interesting. Roll Away Your Stone, Mumford and Sons, from their album Sigh No More.
Bridges have been burned, that's exactly how this grace thing works. It's not the long walk home that will change this heart, but the welcome I receive with the restart.
The amazing new sound of Mumford and Sons from the album Sigh No More, Roll Away Your Stone. Last week, I made a special program about the disappearance of Lassa de Sela. I'll play one track from her new album today, just to make sure that we remember her. Where Do You Go, Lassa de Sela? I'll follow this with Seu from Brazil, Rosa Menina Rosa, from her new album, Vacarosa.
Where do you go when your tides get low? In the summer dress of your drunkenness, I go far.
Around your feet.
escaped like a bird, drunk on a word, almost in love. If I only knew, but the best will drive through me and you, me.
Rosa, menina rosa,
The great sound of Seu with Rosa Menina Rosa. Before that, Lasa de Sela, Where Do You Go, from her third and final album, Lasa. Well, this is it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I look forward to seeing you at Buffy St. Mary's concert in Basingstoke. In the meantime, let's go to Lafayette in Louisiana in the United States of America with the Electric Bluebirds from their album Back on the Train. Allons-y, Lafayette! A bit of Cajun music for you to keep our spirits up for the week. Have a good week. See you next week.